support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
So fine. So happy to be there. Ready.
Show being good to you so far?
Yeah, so far. It's very good. First time for me in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, first time for me in CES.
Okay. Going well so far, though?
Yeah, so good. Far. Yeah, good energy.
Well, go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Okay. Okay, my name is Fred. I'm from GitTech company.
What do you guys do?
Okay, we are in the beauty tech company. So we are developing different kind of diagnoses to help people to discover the best product and the best service to their skin. So we are mainly in two different fields. The first one is the cosmetic one. We are producing cosmetic for people. And the second one, we are deeply in the technology. Developing skin diagnoses with a selfie. So in 1 minute, we know exactly everything concerning regarding your skin.
Oh.
And then we go so far also with a chatbot, which is a natural conversation chatbot. So it's really natural. So you speak with your personal assistant. And so he knows you very well.
Okay.
So he can understand exactly the matter and the feature, everything that your skin needs or your hair needs. And this is the first part. So first part is how we understand the people needs. The second part, we have AI also that screen all the existing product in any platforms.
Oh.
And then we database the product, in very special. And then after, so we know the product perfectly. We know the needs people perfectly. And then after, we match them together.
Okay.
So, it's a technology we would like to add in any website, any platform. Because instead of having a thousand of product, that when you are looking for product, you have thousand of product. This one, you make a diagnosis, 1 minute diagnosis, 1 minute talks. And then after, you have only the product suitable to you.
Okay.
Okay.
So, okay. Let me make sure I've got this. So, with the phone or whatever, take a selfie. It takes about a minute to analyze.
Yeah.
There's a chat bot that might ask some follow-up questions, essentially. Using that data, it's then able to filter out, essentially, products that would be no good for you for whatever reason.
Yeah.
To show you the products that are right for you.
That's it.
Based on lots of conditions.
Exactly.
And then recommend these are the ones that look. So is this cosmetics? Is this personal care items? Is it going to recommend that I not use this shampoo because it's going to screw with my hair? What kind of data are we looking at?
Okay, it's both. Because first, because we are developing the technology, everything, all the AI developing by ourselves. Okay.
Start to finish, all you.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first thing is, to have a better result, you need to go deep in a special industry. So the first industry we are in is the beauty.
Okay.
Okay? So inside beauty effect, you're right, regarding the hair, regarding the skin, exactly. We know you, we provide the existing product suitable to you.
Okay.
But this technology is also suitable for all these the industries. Why?
Sure.
Because all the time is the same. We need to know your needs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we need to know what
to match
kind of
those needs to to the capabilities.
Exactly. So for instance, we've been developing the same for fashion. We are developing the same for pet foods.
Oh.
We are developing the same for supplement dietary. I mean, at least if we can talk with a company that needs our technology, and then if they know perfectly their customer and their products, so we can adapt our technology to their.
Okay. But today, it would be able to say, you look like you have eczema, don't use this makeup. It may not say, it looks like you have eczema, but it'll behind the scenes, it's looking for things about your skin, things about your hair, things about you to determine that these products are compatible with who you are.
Exactly.
Under whatever conditions it is. In this case, it's coming from a selfie and a short conversation with an AI bot. But in another industry, those requirements could come from, doesn't matter where.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Very cool. How did you decide that this was a problem you wanted to solve?
Okay, because first I told you, no, our first business is cosmetic business.
Yeah.
Okay, and because we've been developing on-demand cosmetic products, so we have another company, we produce cosmetic only one by one for you.
Okay.
With your name on, we print your name on the...
Sure.
Yeah, it's amazing. And it's all natural. Okay. And to do so, we did need, you know, diagnosis to do so. So this is the first time. It was 8 years ago. We just decided to build a company to make diagnosis. And because our customer, they were crazy about it, most of our customer told us, look, when I say customer, it's not end consumer.
Right.
Because we are B2B, okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So those B2B industry told us, look, this is brilliant for your brands. Can you do the same for us? And so we just decided to do first for cosmetic brands. And right after, we just found out that, okay, even though the e-commerce industry is changing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because 10 years ago, you can buy what was on the what was shown. And then after, it was like the influencers that give you idea how, what to buy. But most of the people,
sure.
they know that to the influencer, they are paid to give you the advice.
Right, right.
So today they just want, you know, safe advice.
Right.
And safe advice means I know you. This is, you know, it's like a machine that... So this is the new way of consuming products and services, we think. And so we have now more than 8 or 9 years development into AI, which is a lot.
Yeah.
A lot. And reason why today we have also, you know, this natural conversation chatbot, which is not so easy to produce. So we are quite... and that's what it is. So
okay.
This is why, okay.
So obviously this thing exists.
Yeah.
You're using it.
Yeah.
and you said that it's scalable to other industries, other companies.
Completely.
Are others already using it outside of your existing company?
Yeah, already, okay. Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Very cool. So it is available to... Contract to license to
contract to license, and of course, I mean, most of the people that come here like a startup because we're a startup,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Mm-hmm.
So of course, we come to CS to find new contact,
mm-hmm.
new contract, but also investment, because you know we are developing a lot.
Yeah.
And for instance, we just set up our subsidiary in China. It was 3 months ago because you know China also is like USA. I mean, you know the e-commerce is pushing so hard. But I found out also in China, you know, when you're looking for a product in China, there is thousands of products.
Right.
Thousands.
Because even our products are made there.
Yeah.
Everything's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. And so we definitely think that this is the you know, the new commerce is coming. This is 3.0. Okay. You don't buy what is recommended. You don't buy what is advised by other. You just buy what is
right
needed
for you
and right for you. This is our
very cool
core business. Thank you.
Very cool. Well, how can people find out more about this? Maybe to license it from you, or even to invest.
Okay.
How can they get that information?
Thank you. So you are, we are exhibiting in the CES. So we are in the French part of the CES. So level one in the La Région Rhône-Alpes booth. Okay, and you can also go visiting us. This is GuideTech. .io, GYDTECH.io, and we will be so happy to meet you. Come.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to me today.
Thank you very much for you.
It's cool tech.
Thank you very much.
Have a good rest of the show.
Thank you. Cheers.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.